This is Sunday morning, January the 19th, 2020. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This particular segment's called The Rod. What kind of brought on this was the Lord began to speak to me about our ministry beginnings and what the Lord said to us about, like Moses brought the children out of Israel, I want you to bring people out of the strongholds of their minds. So the Lord began to give me some similarities to what he said to me, kind of expanded a little bit. Right here, the Lord began to speak this and said, not only did Moses bring the nation of Israel out of bondage, he also, with his rod, exposed the satanic swamp system of his time. The rod represents the world, or the Word of God. The rod of the Word of God turned into a swamp creature and devoured Satan's swamp creatures. You know, when the serpent, the rod became a serpent and ate up Jannes and Jambres serpents. Yes, the magicians, Jannes and Jambres, the authority of the Word of God caused Moses to totally spoil the swamp and deliver the people out of it. He didn't just deliver the people, he destroyed the swamp. Right here in the Strong's, the word rod means a branch as extended, a tribe chastening, correcting, ruling, a scepter, throwing a lance or walking like a staff to support of life and bread. There's a lot of scriptures that I could have written concerning just these things I read here, like, you know, the bread of life. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There's a lot of scriptures in the Word that use this. The Word of God in Moses' hand, the rod, caused him to expose and bring down the swamp in Egypt and bring out his enslaved nation out from under its control. Yes, Moses drained the swamp and delivered the people. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures in Exodus. The first one's in chapter 4. I wrote this down later, but I began to realize how the similarities with Donald Trump with sanctions. Isn't that what Moses did? Sanctions? Yeah. So this isn't a new concept or a new idea. Exodus 4:2. And the Lord said unto him, what is in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it to the ground. And he cast it to the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. Okay, verse 17. And thou shalt take this rod on thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. So God gave him the Word of God to do signs. That's what he's giving us. As we sit in our third heaven authority, we are speaking, we are decreeing the Word of the Lord based in Scripture. We're changing things. We are draining the swamp. We're the power behind the leader to do it. Verse 20. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. Okay, chapter 7 now. There's a bunch of them. With the rod. 7 verse 9. When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod, cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did it like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. If you think about it, at the time of the Antichrist, all they're going to have is magician's tricks. Yeah. Magician's tricks. Okay, let me see. I stopped here. 12. All right, 15. Get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he goeth out into the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink against he come, and the rod which was turned to a serpent shalt thou take in thine hand. Thou shalt say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath sent me unto thee, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not hear. Thus saith the Lord, in this thou shalt know, and I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in mine hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. When Jesus comes and delivers, he's going to take out the armies of the Antichrist with the sword of his mouth, it says. All right, 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying to Aaron, take thy rod and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon thy streams, upon their rivers, upon their ponds, and upon their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. You know, these people, these swamp creatures, they're not even going to know what hit them, are they? Mm-hmm. We can sit in our third heaven authority in our house or wherever we go about our business. They don't know who we are, never heard of us, and we're pulling the strings. They won't know what's hitting them. What force is causing this? We've thought that our God was so great and we had a concrete plan and was no way they'd ever see the truth. That's kind of the way Egypt was. Very arrogant. All right, Exodus 8:5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying to Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. Verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, saying to Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Do you see the power of the Word of God when God directs it and you speak it? All right, Exodus 9:23. Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. 10:13. Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. Did Moses bring the locusts? No. God did. Because of the rod, the word. Kind of like Elijah saying it won't rain. And James, won't rain for 3.5 years. And then he said it's going to rain, and it rained. Joshua saying to the sons, be thou still. All right. 14:18. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten my honor upon Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from above their face and stood behind them, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. This is what the Lord spoke to me concerning the impeachment. The horse and the rider in the sea. They're bearing down, man. But I saw a meme, and it was Nancy Pelosi, the wicked witch, on the woman on the bicycle with Toto in the basket. You know, this was her delivering the impeachment papers to the Senate. Anyway, it came to pass in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels. They run out of steam. They ain't got nothing left, man. That they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." The Lord is fighting for us in the United States of America and our leader, Donald Trump. He just signed a new executive order for prayer back in public school. He's doing good things. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come upon the Egyptians, upon thy chariots, and upon their horsemen." Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters turned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So God is working. He oversees everything. He sees everything that's going on. He sees the wicked and their folly. He's like the president. Why mess with an enemy while they're destroying one another? So many times in the Bible we see that, where the angels threw hailstones down and it was more killed by the hailstones the angels threw down than the people with weapons. They turned on each other, killed each other. I'm telling you, as these rats begin to be shown for what they are, they're going to rat the other rats out. That's the way that works. They're going to kill each other, eat each other. Okay, 17:5. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river. Take it in thine hand and go." Okay, let me look here. Okay, verse 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, "Come, choose out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill, the rod of God in my hand." I pray that over the president, that we are holding up the arms of the president like Aaron and Hur held up the arms of Moses. And we will continue to do that until the swamp is completely drained and all we do is win, win, win. They held up his arms till they won. With the word, with the rod. Exodus 21:20. And if a man smite his servant or his maid, I didn't want that one. See, I just wrote these down from the Strong, so that one doesn't even apply. As the swamp is being drained, the creatures in the swamp resist. This is the backlash that you are experiencing. James 4:7 says to resist the devil. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Yours is not a natural battle, but a spiritual one. When you see victory in the natural, be assured it was won in the spiritual first. You are winning. Don't be discouraged. You are winning. You are effective, whether you see it or not. God had Moses apply sanctions on Pharaoh. Sound familiar? Yes, our president is causing the world to come to its knees using the same method. I was thinking about while the Democrats were doing their little charade and pomp and circumstance, I heard Mike Thompson call them pompous ASSESs that are acting like children. While they're doing this, he's signing a landmark trade deal with China. And the day before that, he signed in with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA. These are things that they said would never be done, never could be done. And the blame stream, shame stream media doesn't even cover it. What they cover is Nancy Pelosi and her $2,500 pins, and every little time she writes it, she gets another pin, putting on this big Three Stooges show. That's what's being covered on all the networks. Sanction is a mechanism of social control for enforcing a standard. He absolutely, it's not just the United States of America that God has sent him to, it's the nations of the world. We've seen the president do this, and we are now seeing the result of that. New trade deals with China and the USMCA just this past week. It's working, folks. See, we're working. He continues to work no matter what they do, what's, you know, spam that they're flinging at him. This, I remember seeing a meme a few years ago where he woke up and he said, okay, liberals, what you going to be griping about today? You know, it's just like, this is just life for him. He just keeps on getting her done, keep getting her done. Every once in a while, you'll start seeing a liberal say, this is amazing. They can't even bash him anymore. They're just going, this is supernatural. This is like, because God's with him. God's doing it. You're seating yourself and ruling and reigning from that seat, third heaven authority. It's getting done. Don't back down. The swamp is being drained. You're winning. America is great again. Hold on to your rod, never lay it down. You are winning, winning, winning. Amen. Okay, look at a few scriptures here. Romans 14, 11. Never forget this, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. They can go on with their pomp and circumstance, but this is true. Philippians 2, 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When he comes, they're not going to be praising the devil. Revelation 5:13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that is there that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. The narrative is changing, and that means that the landscape is changing. From Genesis 1, when it says the earth was void, without form, darkness was on the face of the waters, to verse 3, God said, light and light be. That's what's happening. Always walk according to what you believe, not by your senses. If you will do this, you won't have down days, only up days. Remember that Satan is a master magician, and he will try to convince you that what you're doing is not working. One day soon, the illusion will be gone, and you will see what all you have accomplished. You are consuming your enemies. Psalms 2. Verse 5. That's not right. I don't know what that one I was right. Psalms, let's just go to Psalms 23. Verse 5, it was 23:5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The number's 14:9. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. That's why he prepares your table. We're going to consume our enemies. We consume our enemies.
Psalms 2, verse 2, and then verse 8.
Okay, Psalms 2, 2. It means 8. Okay. Okay, Psalms 2, 2. The kings of the earth are set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Ask of me, verse 8, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. That's what's happening. So I want to encourage you today, keep on. Like I said, with every breath, every time you think about it. President Trump is innocent, and he has been acquitted. Speak that over Virginia. They're trying to set a trap, another false flag like they did in Charlottesville. They're going to have a gun rally, and they have already got it to where they're going to have Antifa show up disguised as Trump supporters to try to get the conservatives, gun owners, to do something, maybe act rashly or lash out, so that they can use it as leverage to tighten down on gun control laws. That's what they do false flags for, is to take our guns. So I'm just praying that people will have wisdom. If they go to this thing, they better be praying, and they better be wise as serpent but gentle as doves, because it's a trap. So, okay. Got one.